Evening, Mossy.
Good evening, Mido. Bulldog, Loz, I'm going to have some severe withdrawal symptoms when this World Cup is over and I've got to get on a plane and come home.
No doubt. In the aftermath of the chaos of the win against Denmark, have you spoken to Arnie yet?
Yes, I have. Absolutely. Had a really good conversation with him. I said before the game how relaxed he was. I haven't seen him or heard him that relaxed before a big game in the 25 to 28 years that I've known him. And it proved it during the game. I thought the players executed, a few nerves early on, but after that we were solid. And, Denmark, let's be honest, Denmark didn't have a great night. I think their quality let them down at certain moments, but we capitalised on that, which was great. But he's very focused on the next game already, which is obviously Argentina, 48 hours from now. 10 minutes ago, we'll be kicking off. So, not much time between drinks, and Argentina awaits.
We're just contemplating here in the studio this morning. Well, I shouldn't say studio. We're at the Oriental Hotel up here in Mudgee. But if we were to win this game, Mossy, I think it's Australia's greatest ever upset in sport. I just can't think of another upset which would have the same meaning. And I'm talking not individuals, I'm talking as Australia, representing Australia. I just think it'd be a mighty effort if we were to win.
Incredible loss. It would be to go down as, probably the most famous of all time. And I say that not just because it's Argentina, but also, and I alluded to this a number of times, but where our players are playing at what clubs individually at the moment doesn't really even give us the right to be at the World Cup, let alone emerge from a group with two top 10 teams in it in France and Denmark. And then to go into a game against Argentina, and I can tell you the mood over here has swung considerably in that even the top teams don't want to face Australia, not because of the quality, if you like, but the momentum, the belief, the noises coming out of the camp. It's Arnie's been banging on about this family culture for months, years now, that he's been creating. And this is where it all comes to fruition. And, there's a lot of teams shaking in their boots. We'll be shaking in their boots until Australia are knocked out of this competition.
Mossy, tell us about the Messi factor. Who marks up the psychological battle and what it would be like for those young players to be on the same pitch as such a legend?
Well, I know the message will be from Arnie and the coaching staff and Rene Molenstein, who is Arnie's assistant. I had a long chat with him yesterday as well. Now, he grabbed hold of a young Cristiano Ronaldo at Manchester United when he was there as Sir Alex Ferguson's assistant. He was there when they won the treble. So he's got plenty of experience. And these games are about getting, down to business as quickly as possible. You can swap shirts, you can shake hands, you can have selfies at the end of the game. But as soon as you walk across that white line, it's war. And it won't be anyone's job in particular to mark Messi. I can't imagine Arnie's not one for man marking all over the pitch, man on man. He's wherever Messi is on the pitch, whoever's closest has to pick him up. And it was the same last night with Christian Eriksen, who plays for Manchester United, and they did that really well. Aside from probably the first 15 minutes. And it'll be the same job on Messi. Unbelievable player, never stays in the one position. He's got a license to go where he wants, so you can't stick a man on him because that opens up holes everywhere else. So, it'll be an important job to nullify him, obviously.
Mossy, Loz and I were watching Argentina yesterday against Poland, and it was, they absolutely bossed Poland. And, the Poles aren't the worst side, are they? So put your manager's hat on. What do we do? Well, how do we go about this to nullify, obviously, their great skill and speed and strength?
We have to get in their face. And, it's... But again, Arnie's spoken about the Aussie DNA and that fighting, never say die attitude and that will to win no matter what that we have. And it's inbred in us from the moment we're born. And that will be crucial because these teams don't like being upset. They don't like having, defenders in their face. They like to be able to swan about and use their quality and move the ball about. And then when they hit go in the top third, they really go at pace and real quality. But if we can get in their face, upset them, disrupt them, You know, that gives us a chance to start playing some of our football. And I think one of the things that, you know, has been at risk of being overlooked with this Australian team is we've shown some real quality in this tournament. We scored against France, we scored against Tunisia, scored against Denmark, all in open play. We haven't relied on set pieces, and that takes quality. So if we can get in their face early, set the scene, set the tone, start to impose ourselves physically, that gives us a chance then to bring our quality of football through and cause even in Argentina some real problems.
One thing that has impressed me, Mossy, and just watching, and it's not only been on the field but off the field, and you talk about having no egos and no, you know, Ronaldo or Messi in your team, but you've got to buy into the belief and you've got to buy into a squad mentality. And there's players that aren't getting a run, and obviously it'd be hard for those guys because they want to be on the pitch. But when you see the final whistle goes, the reaction, that's what I'm looking for from players that are sitting on the bench that haven't been getting a run, and they're just all loving the moment. And I to me, that says that they've got great chemistry and great team harmony.
Loz, you've picked up on a great point there. I'm not surprised, given your background and your time as a coach as well. The times that I've coached with Arnie, the most time we've spent is on players 12 to 23 or 26 in this situation, because, you know, they're the ones that are busting their backside at training every day, and they don't get to, you know, either start games, or they sometimes don't even get to get stripped on game day. And when you spend that sort of time with those players, you give them a chance of really feeling part of it, even though they're not on the pitch all the time. And I've got no doubt Arnie would be doing exactly the same in this Socceroos camp. And as you said, the proof's in the pudding, because the reaction from players who haven't had a minute of football at this World Cup yet is like they're out there for the 90 minutes. And I think that has been an absolute key to the success.
Mossy, Martin Boyle hasn't played with that ACL, but it looks like from the vision and the photos we see daily back here in Australia that he's still playing a key role in the preparation. Run us through what Boyle is doing there with the side.
The vibe manager. I thought you'd bring him up, Bulldog. Look, he's playing a crucial role. And I'll tell you what, the way he's jumping around on those crutches at full time, he looks like he could play. But, you know, he's just had that ACL operation, and obviously when he went to sleep, when the doctor put him to sleep, he had no idea that he was going to have a knee reconstruction. They were just going in to find out what the issue was and fix what they thought was a smaller issue. But he's been brilliant. He's, you know, in and around camp. He keeps the boys happy. He's always full of beans. I haven't met him yet, to be honest, but everything I hear from the boys that I have spoken to, and obviously Arnie, he's been a crucial ingredient, because, you know, when you're in camp for this long at the same hotel, you know, it can become Groundhog Day, and you've got to have characters around to keep the mood light and make sure that you have fun until it's time to switch on. And he's played his role to perfection.
Just before we get your prediction, Mossy, overnight, a shock, Belgium. Gee, they've failed to capitalise on this so-called golden generation, haven't they? They're out of the World Cup. Scoreless draw with Croatia. Morocco beating Canada 2-1. So Morocco tops the group from Croatia, and Belgium miss out.
Yeah, that's right. And I was watching both those games in my apartment. And Martinez said that he's leaving Belgium now. And, you know, that's a really disappointing end for him, because he had a golden, or a so-called golden generation of players with that Belgium squad, and they never won anything under him. So that'll go down as a disappointment. They can't be called a golden generation because they just didn't win anything. But, you know, that's to see them, and to Loz's point before, you know, there was real headlines and murmurs of discontent within that squad. And you could see it out on the pitch. They just weren't performing. Eden Hazard came off the bench with 5 minutes to go. Lukaku missed. I haven't seen sitters like that missed by a player of his quality in a long time. He missed about three or four of them in the second half when he came off the bench. So they go home with their tail between their legs and looking for a new manager. And, of course, as you said, Morocco, that's a fantastic story to top that group. Wild scenes in Morocco that I've seen online, and rightly so, and you know, a little bit symbolic of what's happening for Australia as well.
Okay, Mossy. Argentina versus Australia in the round of 16 at the World Cup, Sunday morning our time here. Argentina are $1.16, Australia $15, the draw is $7. In the winner of tie market, so after extra time penalties and whatever else it takes, Argentina $1.06, Australia $10. What is your prediction for the round of 16 match between the Socceroos and Argentina?
I knew you were going to ask me this, Mido. Look, you know what? I'm going to back us to get a draw and penalty shootout. Gee whiz! I'm going to go with my heart. I can't back against Australia.
No.
I'm going to go with my heart to get the draw, and then get them on penalties.
Australia to win on penalties is paying $21 with tab. Mossy, go and enjoy what will be an awesome moment, mate. Thanks so much.
Good on you guys. Take care.